It's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb.
Yes.
And, you know, we like to pamper our pets, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, you have a dog and a cat, but in what way do you pamper them? Do you spend a lot of money on them, or do you just, like,
you know what?
Spend a lot of time with them?
More so time. I mean, I try my best because I'm definitely that person when I leave my apartment that I look back and see their little sad eyes and I'm like, stop it. So I feel
you
bad.
You those sad eyes.
Oh my gosh. It depresses you so much. It's like heartbreaking. My cat's more so like, get out of here. But Wrigley's like, but why, Mom? Why are you leaving me alone with this kitty?
A lot of times Plinko just kind of looks at me like, you leaving yet? Or
he's like, it's still bedtime here, so.
Yeah. If it's in the morning, yeah, he's always just like, eh?
Yeah.
You should make sure to shut the light off when you leave.
You out? See, I'm more so, like, when people go crazy pampering their animals, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I think the same thing applies to, like, just having children. Like,
sure.
You don't want to spoil them too much because I don't want my dog to have an attitude. So I provide him with toys, but, you know, I don't give him, like, way too much. Like, who am I kidding? He's got a bed. He's got toys. He's got bones. He gets treats. Yeah, he gets all that stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, Wrigley, I'm just letting you know, like, I work hard to provide for you. So, you know, appreciate that. And I think he does.
Yeah, but he chews on everything, doesn't he?
No, but the cat does.
The cat chews on stuff?
She likes
scratches and does all that
stuff.
Well,
she likes to nibble on things, I've noticed. And she likes to scratch at a lot of things. Even though I did get her some like scratch toy like things.
Oh,
but that's also
nice.
Just because you want that so that way they're scratching on that as opposed to your stuff. But
yeah,
she don't care.
It helps I guess
like behavioral.
Also, doesn't it help like kind of grind their nails down a little bit and kind of smooth those out?
Yeah, I mean it's gonna say same thing applies to dogs, like taking them for walks consistently so that the way their nails stay in line. But yeah, I think it's supposed to help with that. But yeah, she does what she wants. She'll scratch that, but then she'll also scratch up the what is it, like the base part of my bed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm like, why do you have to scratch it up? Mm-hmm. And I think I told you she tore apart the inside of my couch too. So she just
she's like making a den.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, she's probably got a little TV up in there, a nice little refrigerator. She's never got to come out of there.
Yeah, she brought a box of what a cat's meow mix.
Yeah,
just meow mix everywhere.
Oh my gosh,
just a slob. well, check this out. I don't think we're anywhere near this dollar amount, but there's a woman. Over in England, she spends $18,000 on designer clothing for her two chihuahuas.
$18,000? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, this woman has nothing on like Paris Hilton because I know Paris Hilton like built a house for her dogs, but you know.
Right.
She's got a lot of money. Well, this woman spent $18,000 on designer clothing. Romeo and Reggie are her two chihuahuas. And they seem to live nicer than we do. They've got designer coats, track suits. I've got a track suit, though. That's cool.
It is pretty sweet.
Sweatshirts, leather jackets, shirts, denim jackets, and dresses.
Dresses?
Yeah. They also own silk bow ties, silk bandanas, and silk scarves. Now, she says that she likes to make sure that Romeo and Reggie dine on things like sirloin steak.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They eat way better than I do.
And bottled water. She says the dogs have their own custom closet as well.
I'm sure they do. See, I'm more so giving my pup and kitty the that good water from the sink. I was like, it's Michigan. We're not in Flint. We should be okay.
I do bottled water for Plinko, like a filtered water that I'm drinking.
Should I be concerned? Should I not be doing the same thing? I mean, sometimes
I don't know. I know where I've lived before, and I knew there was a lot of high like iron content or chlorine to the point I'm like, all right, that doesn't even taste good.
Yeah, and I'll
so
use,
I imagine even for a dog, it's probably not good for me or them. So
I'll use my. Like filtered water, like
a pitcher, like
I have a Brita,
yeah.
So I have something like that, and I'll use for myself. And like if I'm using it for myself, I'll just add some to his bowl.
Right.
But sometimes it's just easier, like when I'm getting ready in the morning, to just grab the bowl, fill it up from the sink, and go.
Absolutely, yeah. Plinko has he just bought him a new set of bowls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
But we, I mean, my mom even gives me crap about it. She's like, well, why does he have so many dog beds? I'm like, well, because he needs a dog bed for the car. He actually has a car seat. Because
well,
he's tiny.
Yeah, he's tiny.
He, you know, and he likes to sit and look out the window. And sometimes I hit the brakes at any time and he's not paying attention. Or if I'm turning, he just like all of a sudden flies out of the seat. So I got this as a gift.
Yeah.
Most things I got is gifts, but my mom will always be like, "Are you spending so much money on your dog?"
Be like, "It's my baby."
Well, I'm not really, because most of it's gifts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've got the puppy pouch.
Cute.
That I carry him in. So yeah, I guess I pamper him a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got t-shirts. He's got sweaters.
Yeah, Wrigley's got a nice sweater. And then he's had some bow ties. Which is pretty cool,
yeah.
But usually, I mean, bow ties, that stuff's pretty cheap. And my last roommate, she bought the sweater for him because it was a nice Argyle one, and it pretty much just matched the sweater she had. I'm like, we're taking like a prom picture together.
Well, he's a big enough dog that you could probably almost modify most human clothes.
Pretty much.
Fit him.
Oh, I've put some of my like sweaters on him occasionally, and he's just like, oh, cool, nice sweater.
Yeah, wasn't it over winter you did, your jacket on him?
Yes, and it was hilarious, but it was with the polar vortex going on. And yeah, he looked ridiculous, and you could tell that he was not happy with
it. Oh, no,
but,
definitely not.
But I'm like, dude, you don't understand. I'm trying to protect you because your paws, even though they're big, you don't want to get those, you know, you don't want to get hurt.
Well, there's bigger areas for like salt and all that snow to get packed in there, and it's not good.
Yeah.
Plinko hates when I put his winter coat on him because it has a hood.
Yes.
So instead of him like bending his neck like he actually can, he just kind of puts his head forward like he's a ram and just completely looks right at the ground.
Yeah.
So he runs into a lot of stuff. But he's just like, "What? Why am I wearing this ridiculous coat?" And I'm like, "Are you warm instead of shivering?"
Yeah.
You're good.
I'm trying to find this. I think I've shown you this, but like I have a rain jacket for Wrigley.
Uh-huh.
And every time
Does he have an umbrella as well?
No, but I do have an umbrella hat. I could probably make that happen for him.
And this is one thing that I would like to pamper my dog, but it's also more of a functional thing is, I don't know if you've seen it, but they have like umbrella leashes.
Oh,
so that,
that's
like,
genius.
You just attach it to like the middle point or somewhere on the leash to where it covers the dog.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, that's a genius idea.
Yeah.
But I have yet to get one or get one as a gift. So if anybody wants to get me one. But what would you say is the dollar amount that you should, on a yearly basis, minus food and all that stuff, the essentials.
Yeah.
Beyond that, how much should you spend on your pet? One pet.
I'm going to say like, okay, so like this would apply to like the beds
extra
or the clothing
toys,
or the
extra
toys.
Beds, clothing.
I'm
going
to go for like $75 to $100 max.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking.
I was thinking that's
nowhere near
reasonable.
$18,000.
No, because I mean, and I don't even know if I've spent that much, this year on Wrigley just because, I'm like, well, he's got everything he needs and he's a dog, you know, he ends up, he'll play with his toys, but then. Yeah. I don't know. To me, it's just like hanging out with him, taking him for walks, spending time with him.
It's pretty much food, water, and poop bags, and you're pretty much good to go.
Exactly. And that I usually get in bulk with because I'm like, might as well just prepare for...
Well, for a dog like that, you might as well just get the hefty bags.
No, you really do need it. Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I think I've shown you this picture,
A double bag in it, man.
But, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I give
him
some nice sweater.
Okay,
I'm thinking about rocking a great Christmas photo this year.
It looks like a college sweater.
It kind of,
college sweatery,
It kind of does,
We might have to post that picture on our our podcast when we post it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And anytime, as I was saying with the rain jacket, anytime I put that thing on him, it's got a hood on it too. And he just looks really happy. I was like, oh, you seem to like this, all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we always love to know how you pamper your pets. If you want to comment when we share this on our Facebook page. By the way, if you don't like us on Facebook, we can't be friends. And we're not real friends if you're not friends with us on Facebook. Facebook.com/983thecoast. And if you're listening to the Brunch Time podcast for the first time, thank you. Be sure to subscribe. You can always do that just by going to either 983thecoast.com, where you can learn a lot more about us, but also anywhere you find your podcasts. There's a lot of different ways to listen to them. There's a lot of podcasts out there, but this one's the best. So go and listen to it. Subscribe. Tell your friends as well. And we'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast coming up tomorrow. And it's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb.
See you guys tomorrow.